On Friday's Page One, the House Ethics Committee voted 9-1 to recommend censuring New York Congressman Charles Rangel. The SEC settled with financier Stephen Ratner, but New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is taking him to court. And the computer worm that appears to have been aimed at the heart of Iran's nuclear program. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This episode of the New York Times Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. The 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Our top story says the House Ethics Committee is recommending censure for New York Congressman Charles Rangel. That's the most serious punishment the House can mete out, short of expulsion. The 9-1 vote came after an emotional day of deliberations that Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren described as wrenching. Censure requires approval by the full House. It'll take it up after the Thanksgiving recess. The SEC settled with financier Stephen Ratner, but New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is taking him to court. Ratner agreed to pay a $6.2 million fine to the SEC. He's also facing a 2-year ban from the securities industry. But Cuomo filed 2 lawsuits demanding tougher punishment. I asked Times reporter Peter Latman why, if Ratner could settle with the SEC, he couldn't settle with Cuomo.
The New York Attorney General wants $26 million. And Mr. Ratner says that is way too much and far disproportionate compared to what other executives in this pension fund probe have settled for.
What about the timing? This was announced the same day as the first sale of General Motors stock under its new IPO. Ratner was the so-called automobile czar in the Obama administration. Did that have anything to do with the timing?
Well, of course, Cuomo's office says it didn't have anything to do with the timing. Yet it's been a busy day for Mr. Ratner. At 7 a.m., he was on television trumpeting the GM IPO and saying what a great job he did as the car czar restructuring the auto industry. And then just an hour or two later, Cuomo files this lawsuit against him. He's saying on the record that it's a highly politicized lawsuit and the timing is too coincidental. And Cuomo, of course, is denying that. But Ratner's fighting this lawsuit tooth and nail, so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming weeks.
Times reporter Peter Latman. Friday's Page One also has a follow-up on the mixed verdict in the first civilian trial of a Guantanamo detainee. Ahmed Helani was convicted on one charge related to the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa, but he was acquitted on several hundred other charges. Friday's Times says the striking thing about the trial was Guantanamo never came up. Friday's Times profiles New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's choice for school's chancellor. Magazine executive Kathleen Black has been a trailblazer who kept her eye on the bottom line. But the students in the New York school system are different from the middle-class, middle-American consumers her magazines cater to. And the 88,000 unionized teachers and principals can't be fired the way she replaced editors and publishers who didn't make their numbers. Experts have been tackling the computer worm suspected of being aimed at Iran's nuclear program. They've determined it was calibrated in a way that could send nuclear centrifuges out of control. Who came up with the worm is still in dispute, but Israeli officials are breaking into smiles when asked whether Israel was behind the attack. The worm infected computers in Iran as well as India and Indonesia. And she survived a suicide bombing in Afghanistan only to be put to sleep by mistake. Target, the hero dog, got a big welcome when she was flown to the U.S. in March. She nuzzled Oprah Winfrey. Then she went to live with Army medic Terry Young in Arizona. Last week she got out. She ended up at a county animal shelter like just another stray. Sergeant Young found out and paid a fee online to get her back. Before he could go pick her up, a shelter worker made a mistake and put her to sleep. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford, makers of the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. With an EPA estimated 40 miles per gallon highway, no other car in its class is more fuel efficient. Besides fuel efficiency, the new Fiesta delivers a ride that's responsive and energized, and it offers special features like push-button start and leather-trimmed seats. Fuel efficiency, performance, new aesthetics, and special features are some of the reasons you'll want to consider the new 2011 Ford Fiesta. Ford invites you to drive one at a dealer near you.
Inside Friday's Times, President Obama is lining up Republican reinforcements for his arms treaty fight. Former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and James Baker III and former Senator Sam Nunn are joining the president on the new START treaty. He wants it ratified this year. Senate Republicans want a delay. Next month's planned ceremony for the Nobel Peace Prize may be postponed. China won't let the winner, or any of his relatives, go to Norway to attend. The winner is imprisoned dissident Liu Xiaobo. China's been holding his wife incommunicado since last month. Beijing says the prize is a Western ploy. It's urging other foreign nations to boycott the ceremony. Political columnist Matt Bai has been at the Republican Governor's Convention in San Diego this week. He says Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour is well positioned for 2012 if he decides to run. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.